Elvis Presley. Henry Bray's out in the middle of the four-lane highway dancing. Get out of there, Henry. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The new news is next. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. This update is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 40 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House announced new sanctions against Israeli settlers in the West Bank linked to attacks against Palestinians.
President Biden is signing an executive order that will allow the U.S. to put sanctions on individuals who've engaged in violence or property destruction against Palestinians in the West Bank. Senior administration officials described it as non-discriminatory, applying to Israelis, Palestinians, or other foreign nationals who are undermining stability in the occupied territory. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will not tolerate attacks on U.S. troops or personnel in the Middle East and will respond to the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. Austin also apologized for failing to notify the president and the American people about this prostate cancer surgery and hospitalization. Austin says diagnosis threw him and he wasn't being secretive. California residents getting slammed by back-to-back storms with heavy rain and snow expected for the next week. This is ABC News. World Health Organization reports there were an estimated 20 million new cancer cases and close to 10 million cancer deaths around the world in 2022. The WHO's Dr. Freddie Bray says increasing global population will have a large impact on the number of new cancer cases.
We predict, based on the projected changes in population growth and aging worldwide, there will be over 35 million new cancer cases by the year 2050, a 77% increase from the 20 million estimated in 2022.
The WHO estimates more than 53 million people are living within 5 years of a cancer diagnosis. Police in India released a suspected Chinese spy pigeon after 8 months of detention. The bird was found in Mumbai last year wearing leg bands with Chinese characters, leading to suspicions it was being used in espionage. That bird turned out to be a Taiwanese racing pigeon. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Do you want one place where you can get all your signage needs taken care of along with getting trophies, promotional products, plaques, and awards? Then you need to stop at Greeley Signs and Graphics at 1209 Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley. They can take care of your banner, electronic sign, vinyl graphics, and electronic message center needs too. Fully insured and providing three generations of quality and customer satisfaction. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Welcome to the news at noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rent It Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 41 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty with a low of 26, and tomorrow scattered clouds early, then mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 40. Currently in Richland Center, we have light southerly winds and it's 41 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Find three amazing floors of deals at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Stop in to take advantage of great prices on anything and everything for your home. Let your inner sports fan out with Krogan's selection of big screen TVs and sofas. Your handyman side will love the variety of tools they offer. Also check out home decor, paint supplies, and more. Three amazing floors of deals are at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
Good afternoon. It's 41 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. We are in the wake of the warmest December on record, and we closed out January with high temperatures hitting 47 degrees, challenging the current records on the books for the last day of January. So will the tide turn as we kick off the last month of meteorological winter? The short answer is no. Temperatures are continuing to trend above average at least into the first 10 days of February, and the chance for any significant snowfall is looking low. Beyond that, we'll see if the groundhog sees a shadow tomorrow or not. Six more weeks of winter, Civic Media's Brittany Merlo says Wisconsin needs it. The wild winter weather Wisconsin has been facing is not only affecting people and businesses, but also birds. The owner of Wild Birds Unlimited in Rib Mountain tells News 9 that it's specifically affecting birds' eating habits. With no snow covering native plants, they are able to feast away. If people feed birds in their own backyard with bird feeders, they should have bird food with sunflower seeds, peanuts, and safflower. For those unsure about the effectiveness of bird feeding, experts say most winters it can be a matter of life and death. The universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though, and I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
That's Governor Evers speaking at a WISP Politics luncheon this week. A total of 4 two-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. State lawmakers want to offer some relief to communities where the universities of Wisconsin are closing two-year branch campuses. A bill in the legislature would give $2 million to county governments for repurposing empty academic buildings. The grants would be administered by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. At the Capitol, a bill would prohibit race-based programs in higher education. Green Bay Republican Senator Eric Wimberger said racism can't be addressed in that way.
It will never go away to a degree where we can manage it if what we do fundamentally in our policies is very consciously decide that a black man ought to get what a black man deserves and a white man ought to get what a white man deserves. And then we have some sort of lords in institutions deciding if things are shaken out right and equitably.
During a committee hearing Wednesday, Wimberger said his bill would put race hustlers out of business and cited the Reverend Al Sharpton and people who sell seminars when asked what he meant by that. Governor Tony Evers was in La Crosse yesterday as part of his State of the State tour to promote his executive order on creating a healthcare workforce task force. Evers toured Western Technical College and its health classrooms on the tour. Evers has visited other technical colleges this week as part of the tour. Evers said the failure to address the healthcare workforce and expand Medicaid by the state legislature has led to decisions like the one in northwestern Wisconsin to close multiple hospitals and clinics, leading to over 1,400 healthcare professionals to lose their jobs. Governor Evers says hospital and clinic layoffs in western Wisconsin didn't have to be as sweeping as they are. He blames former Governor Scott Walker and the legislature for turning down more than $2 billion in Medicaid money under the Affordable Care Act.
Simple as that. If Medicaid expansion was in place, some of those folks would have gotten more money through Medicare and maybe have saved their jobs.
The new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's health care worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
Small town Wisconsin has it especially bad as the state scrambles to fill a shortage of health care workers. Ike says fewer rural providers means patients don't get quality care.
Maybe the staffing ratios are worse for patients. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that patients are not served as well.
The panel aims to offer some solutions in time for work on the 2-year state budget. Wisconsin Republicans have proposed a constitutional amendment that would curtail the governor's veto powers by prohibiting a veto to increase any tax or fee. The amendment proposed Wednesday comes after Democratic Governor Tony Evers used his partial veto in July to increase school funding for public schools for the next 400 years. Republicans proposed a similar amendment in 2019 after Evers used his partial veto to increase school funding by $65 million, but it did not get a vote in the legislature. If passed by the legislature this year and next session, it would then go to a statewide vote for approval. The governor couldn't stop it. A lawsuit seeking to once again allow Wisconsin voters to return absentee ballots and drop boxes is one step closer to the state Supreme Court. Attorneys for the national Democratic law firm, the Elias Law Group, filed notice Tuesday that it was appealing a circuit judge's ruling last week, dismissing its claims, challenging the constitutionality of several voting rules in the presidential battleground state. Dane County Circuit Judge Ann Peacock ruled that the lawsuit did not meet the high burden required to declare that the voting rules being challenged were unconstitutional in every application. Eagerly awaited redistricting reports that will recommend new maps expected to reshape the balance of power in the Wisconsin legislature are due to the state Supreme Court. The political stakes in today's deadline are huge in the battleground state. Republicans have had a firm grip on the legislature since 2011, even as Democrats have won statewide elections. For the past six presidential victories in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a point. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered new maps in December. Consultants hired by the court were to issue their recommendations today after reviewing six proposed new sets of maps. The Wisconsin Elections Commission argues that Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips's challenge to being left off of Wisconsin's ballot is too late and the state Supreme Court should reject his lawsuit. Phillips last week asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to order that he be put on the primary ballot in the battleground state after he was excluded by the state's top Democrats. They only put President Joe Biden's name on the April 2nd primary ballot. But the bipartisan presidential selection committee that didn't forward his name, as well as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, told the Supreme Court in a joint response Wednesday that Phillips waited too long. A longtime assembly representative is calling it a career. Dave Considine, who has been in the assembly for 10 years, announced his retirement yesterday. Considine, who lives in Baraboo, represents parts of Sauk, Columbia, Dane, and Iowa counties that make up the 81st Assembly District. The Democrat is on five committees and is somewhat unique in the state as a Democrat representing a largely rural area. Considine said he looks forward to spending more time with family after retirement. Baraboo High School was expected to reopen today after a water main broke yesterday. The school didn't have running water, prompting the district to send students home. The district office said that they expected school to resume normally today. Two men in Sauk County were taken into custody during an attempt to serve a warrant at a home in Reedsburg Tuesday night. Both men resisted arrest, according to the Reedsburg Police Department, and police had to use a stun gun to bring one of the men into custody. The other man threatened the arresting officers before being arrested. The last remaining patient that was hospitalized, a five-month-old, was discharged from the University of Wisconsin Children's Hospital in Madison yesterday. Five people were sent to the hospital Monday night after their horse-drawn buggy was hit by a vehicle going the opposite direction near Hillsboro. The driver of the vehicle that hit the buggy was arrested and charged with operating while intoxicated, causing injury. The 63-year-old Hillsboro man will appear in court in March. Police are investigating two armed carjackings in Madison this week. The first carjacking happened late Monday afternoon in the parking lot of the Menards on Madison's west side. A guy was walking to his Jeep when he was approached by three masked men with guns who demanded his keys. He handed them over and they drove off in the Jeep. And then late Tuesday night on the east side, police say a victim in his vehicle was boxed in by an SUV. Four masked men, again with guns, got out and took the victim's car, which was later found abandoned. It's 42 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Driplus Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driplus Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
It's 4:30. 42 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
William M. Fogle identified with the progress of Richland County for a half century. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb Richland Bios, William M. Fogle was identified with the progress of Richland County for a half century, his realm of activity being that division of civic employment known as the newspaper field. He was an Ohioan, born and dated June 18, 1841. When he had reached the age of 11, his parents migrated to Wisconsin, to what is now Orion in Richland County. The journey was made there to Fancy Creek with ox teams. He received as liberal an education, and then new county of Richland afforded him. What was a boy taking a fancy to a printer's trade, in 1859 he entered the office of the Richland County Democrat, of which W.P. Furry was at that time the editor, and began work as an apprentice. On December 10, 1861, he enlisted in Company F of the 2nd Wisconsin Cavalry and served 1 year when he was discharged on account of ill health, the exact date of his discharge being December 21, 1862. During this term of service, he officiated as the bugler of his company. When his health, in measure, having been regained, he enlisted as a private in Company B of the 42nd Wisconsin Infantry. A short time afterwards, on September 15, 1864, he was promoted to Sergeant Major of the regiment and served in that capacity until he was mustered out on June 20, 1865, the war having ended and the Union having been restored. His love for the newspaper work being as a great for what was then a return home for Mr. Fogle, he became the proprietor of the Richland County Observer and continued as one of its publishers for about 1 year. When he served his connection with the publication and going to Calumet County, he established the Calumet Reflector and conducted that periodical for 1 year. He then went to Cresco, Iowa, and soon afterwards purchased an interest in the Howard County Times, with which publication he was connected until 1873. In the above-named year, he was disposed of his interest in the Iowa paper and returned to Richland Center. Here he brought an interest to Richland County with the Richland County Republican and conducted the paper in partnership with J. H. Wagoner. Various charges took place in that succeeding year, but through them all, Mr. Fogle remained at the helm, and for a period of 18 years until his death, that role was his as sole proprietor. He was an able editor, a pungent writer, and under the supervision of the Republican and the Observer, he became one of the leading county papers of the state. In addition to his newspaper in 1896, he was elected a member of the Assembly from Richland County, was then reelected in 1898. Mr. Fogle was married in 1866 to Miss Amelia St. John, and to this union they were born two children, Emma C. and Stephen W., who is the editor of the Republican Observer at this time. Mr. Fogle died at his home in Richland Center on July 31, 1903, mourned by a host of friends and cherished with memories for his highest regard. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering the Orion Bible Church.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
In honor of National Energy Assistance Day today, the Wisconsin Department of Administration and the Public Service Commission are sharing a reminder that the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, or WEAP, is available to help Wisconsin households with energy assistance and weatherization needs. Each year, more than 200,000 households across the state turn to WEAP for help with their heating and electric bills. WEAP is part of the state's comprehensive Home Energy Plus program, providing assistance with emergency energy needs and furnace repairs, conservation service, and weatherization for those that meet income eligibility. Eligibility is based on household income, household size, and energy costs. Residents may be eligible if the gross household income is 60% of the state median income level or less. So far this heating season, 112,251 Wisconsin homes have received more than $57 million in financial assistance, with an average heating benefit of $349, an average electric benefit of $224. Households can apply online at energybenefit.wi.gov, by phone at 1-800-506-5596, or visit energyandhousing.wi.gov to find out about available resources. With the warmer temperatures expected and soft roads being brought into question, the Richland County Highway Department has decided to continue to monitor the frost levels under the roads. As of now, the department is potentially going to post road restriction on all county roads starting February 10th. This is only a potential start date. The Richland County Highway Department wants you to start anticipating the road bans going into effect. Depending on the frost level, the ban could be delayed. The lack of snow this winter is hurting many northwards communities dependent on tourism. WXPR reports that several Northwoods communities have already lost over $6 million in revenue in December and January because snowmobile trails haven't opened. Now, chambers of commerce in seven counties are asking for state assistance to help keep businesses open. It's unclear when or how that assistance might make it up north, but leaders say they're worried that new businesses that don't have the capital base to make it through bad years might have to close their doors. An internal investigation is clearing two ambulance workers of wrongdoing in the death of a woman in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago. She called 911 after slipping, falling, and hitting her head. Jim Baker runs Curtis Ambulance. He says it's not the crew's fault they couldn't find her.
I'm sure they don't feel good about it. We don't feel good about it. It's like a series of unfortunate events. And it's sad, but it's a reality of what we deal with in EMS every day of the year.
Jolene Waldriff died from the fall by the time a passerby found her. A jury has convicted a Door County man of reckless homicide and other charges of starting a fire that killed two people. Tuesday, jurors found 59-year-old Anthony Gonzalez of Sturgeon Bay guilty on two counts of second-degree reckless homicide and five counts of recklessly endangering safety in the second degree. Gonzalez told investigators he accidentally started the fire in his room above Butch's bar when he was trying to refill a cigarette lighter. The fire destroyed a building that housed the bar and several rented rooms. Gonzalez faces up to 25 years in prison on each of the reckless homicide charges. Sentencing is scheduled for May 10th. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Sue Carley on ticket number 21. It's 43 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's up to 43 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. And now today's vital statistics, sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and procures granite headstones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral Information Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. Marjorie Schweiger is survived by two sons, Kenneth and Sally Schweiger of Boscobel, and Paul and Shelley Schweiger of rural Hillsboro. Five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, her special friend and companion for 25 years, Kenneth McBain, Kenneth's children, Kenda von Baron, Rich and Karen McBain, and Carrie McBain, her sister, Ethel Knabel of Richland Center, brother Harold McCoy of rural Hillsboro, and many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center, died Monday at Riverwood Senior Living in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 3 until the time of service at 4. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel, died Saturday after a courageous battle with Alzheimer's dementia at Divine Rehab and Nursing Home in Fenimore. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the BMC Methodist Church in Boscobel. A private burial will be held at a later date at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the BMC Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family, BMC Methodist Church, or the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Patsy Gauger is survived by three children, Robin and Andy Jones of Boscobel, Renee Frazier and Tracy Sasha of La Crosse, and Rodney and Teresa Sander of Livingston. A sister, Joyce Rosenau of Boscobel, 10 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a niece, stepson, Steve Gauger of Baraboo, and very special friend and caregiver, Sue Conley of Boscobel. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel. Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77, died Monday. Memorial services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Park Street Christian Church. Friends may call at Park Street Christian Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Park Street Christian Church, stained windows, or Viola American Legion. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jerry McCauley is survived by his wife, Vicki, stepmother, Joan McCauley, two children, Jennifer and Joel Deedle, and Andrew and Melissa McCauley, two grandchildren, three honorary grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Dan and Midge McCauley, Brad and Ginger McCauley, Connie and Dale McGinnis, Dennis Jennings, Linda and Russ Rylander, and Kathy Jennings, sister-in-law, Christy and Doug Dewar, and several nieces and nephews. Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center, died January 24th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Anita Waterman is survived by her husband, Jim Carl, two daughters, Penny MacLeod and Bob Muller of Richland Center, and Paula and David Olson of Wausau, five grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, a sister, Barb and Richard Riddle of Toma, two sisters-in-laws, Elaine Waterman of Madison and Carol and Dan Dugan of Richland Center, a brother-in-law, Bill and Pat Waterman of Florida, longtime best friend, Joanne Spencer of Colorado, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center. Ian J. Brander, 39, of Lone Rock, died Monday at home following an extended illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church with burial in the Spring Green Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Friday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to an animal rescue of the donor's choice or toward a scholarship to be established in his name. Survivors of Ian Brander include his parents, James and Pamela Brander of Spring Green, two sisters, Bethany Brander and Corey Sloan of Madison, and Aaron and Dan Krause of Fitchburg, paternal grandparents, Glenn and Marie Brander of Lone Rock, aunts, uncles, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Ian J. Brander, 39, of Lone Rock.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment. A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply. Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry.
They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a band of fog has been shifting from north to south across the area so far today. That should gradually move out of the region by early this afternoon and leave us with quite a bit of sunshine as high pressure builds in from southern Canada. This will drag in slightly cooler air by tonight, which will last a day or so, but temperatures will still be well above normal. It looks like this general pattern of keeping the really bitter Arctic air locked up into northern Canada will continue through the end of next week. Also, most of the stormy activity will track from California down through the southern plains and toward the southeast part of the country, missing us for the time being. There are some signs of somewhat more active weather returning toward the very end of next week with a couple of weak systems. Could bring us some light showers of rain and snow as we head toward next weekend, so we'll keep an eye on that. Also, a period of cooler, more seasonal temperatures expected from about the 10th to the 17th of the month, but nothing too extreme. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Any fog gradually lifting into the early afternoon, mostly sunny then throughout the rest of the day as temperatures top out in the mid-40s. North and northeast wind between 5 and 8. Partly cloudy and frosty tonight, low 26. Tomorrow, some scattered clouds early, then mostly sunny and slightly cooler. High near 40, with an east to southeast wind up to 10. On Saturday, lots of sunshine, low in the mid-20s, high near 44. Sunday looks like another beautiful day for getting outdoors, quite a bit of sunshine, low mid-20s with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Monday, mostly sunny once again, low in the mid-20s, high near 47. Tuesday, yet another dry day with warmer than normal temperatures, partly cloudy skies, low 27 with a high of 45. Wednesday, partly cloudy, low 27 with highs in the mid-40s. Hope you have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 44 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 45, our low this morning was 28. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 44. The record high for this date, 46, set in 1986. The record low, 30 below, was set in 1985. Last year's high was 25 with a low of 8 below. Sunset tonight will be at 5:13 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:17. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is at 29.90 and no precipitation to report. Again, it is a sunny 44 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Farmers are an important part of the equation for ag tech company Benson Hill. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Headquartered in St. Louis, Benson Hill is a seed technology company that tries to move toward a food system that benefits farmers, consumers, and the planet. Working mostly with soybeans and yellow peas, the focus is on protein and oil. Aaron Robinson is VP of Product Management.
Historically, we've run what we call a closed-loop program where we own the crush assets. We're owning the seed production, the contracting with the grower, the crush of that product, and then ultimately the sale of the ingredient. We're expanding that business model to make our technology more broadly available.
Not many farmers are used to the idea of being contract producers, which, says Robinson, is sort of the point Benson Hill is trying to make.
I think our technologies are a really good opportunity for farmers to diversify beyond kind of commoditization or commodity production, really an opportunity for them to participate potentially farther downstream, really understand the soybeans that they're growing or the yellow peas that they're growing on their farm, where they end up at the end. Can you find them on the grocery store shelf? So I think it's a really unique opportunity that way.
You can learn more at BensonHill.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. The Wisconsin Soybean Association recently celebrated 50 years, and the organization has seen growth and changes in the last couple of years. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the Wisconsin Corn Soy Pork Expo.
Doug Munson with the Wisconsin Soybean Association tells Brownfield membership is growing, and more farmers are actively promoting soybeans.
Those types of things hadn't been happening for a long time. This organization has really found itself and is reinventing itself.
Munson says in the last year, members have been very visible promoting soybeans and soybean products, and they're getting more involved with policy and politics.
We're seeing constant members coming through on a monthly basis, which is an excellent sign.
In Wisconsin Dells, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Wisconsin lawmakers have committee hearings on two ag-related tax bills today. Jordan Lamb is an attorney and lobbyist, and she tells Brownfield that the bills would allow both Evansville and Stevens Point to create tax incremental financing districts for new development beyond the existing limits. She says for Evansville,
CHS is working to build a brand new $700 million soybean processing facility in the city of Evansville.
State statutes cap a city's TIF funding at 12% of the total equalized value in the municipality unless they have approval from the legislature. Uncertainty about overall production in 2024 is helping support the corn market. Angie Setzer with Consys Ag Consulting says there are three crops to be made this year.
We've got to get the safrina crop. The Argentina crop was planted in December, so that's not even close yet to being in the bin. And then we have the U.S. crop.
Speaking to Brownfield during the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo in Wisconsin Dells on Thursday, she said burdensome corn supplies could tighten like in 2020. A livestock economist says the cattle industry continues to contract, and the drought is one of the forces behind it. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the 2024 Cattle Industry Convention in Orlando.
Oklahoma State University's Daryl Peel says drought has continued to impact most of cattle country.
That's one of the reasons why I think this contraction looks a little different and why it's a little different process than what we experienced about 10 years ago.
He tells Brownfield recent reports show producers still aren't holding heifers back. And now Peel says there's increased talk about retaining heifers. But
I think the best we can hope for in 2024 would be to stabilize and not get smaller. And I think prospects for expansion in 2025 are pretty limited.
Which he says makes 2026 about the earliest there could be any significant expansion. From Orlando, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
More on these stories at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Thursday at midday, direct cash cattle markets are waiting for widespread trade and cash hogs are quietly steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet. The packer inquiry is improving. Bids are 176 on the live basis in Kansas and Texas and 276 to 278 dressed in Nebraska, with asking prices around 178 to 180 live and 280 plus dressed. There has been some very light trade this week, just not enough to establish a trend. That's occurred in Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. USDA's semi-annual cattle inventory report was close to expectations, indicating contraction last year and projecting a further tightening of supplies this year. Beef export sales were down in the week. At the Bassett Livestock Auction feeder cattle sale in Nebraska, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers weighing 550 to 750 pounds were $2 to as much as $20 higher, while a limited number of comparable offerings for heifers weighing 650 pounds were up three. USDA says demand was very good, with several buyers in attendance and active bidding on the internet. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds are reported at 272 to 308. 7 to 8 weight steers sold at 250, 50 to 271. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds range from 263 to 315, 50. 6 to 7 weight heifers brought 248 to 277. Box beef at midday was weak with light movement. Choice is down 61 cents at 293.93 and select was 2 cents lower at 284.15. Cash hogs are steady, with the openings at the major direct markets not reported due to packer submission issues. It does look like many buyers have the needed near-term numbers in hand after a midweek pop in prices and negotiated movement. That could leave the rest of the week's business just about steady as well, but there is always the chance of either firmer or weaker activity depending on packer schedules and the availability of supplies. USDA says pork export sales were above a week ago. The National Direct Barrow and Gilt opening and prior day purchase reports were delayed by packer submission issues. Wednesday's trend was sharply higher, with good closing negotiated numbers for those major direct markets. Midwest butchers today are steady at 48 in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnerville, Iowa. Pork at midday was up $1.23 at $88.79. Loins, butts, ribs, and hams are sharply higher, canceling out weak picnics and a drop in bellies. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. You can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also, a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Cattle futures are higher. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leveraged the decades of knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower today on fund and technical selling, currently sitting just above the day's lows. U.S. export sales are marketing near low this morning, reflecting Brazil's hold on the market due to a price advantage. Near-term weather for Argentina does look hot and dry with a chance for rain late next week. March beans are down 21 and a quarter at 1201, and May beans are 20 and three quarters lower at 1212. March soybean meal's down $6.90 at $361.50, and March bean oil 65 lower at $45.37. Corn's down, monitoring development conditions in Argentina and second crop planting in Brazil. Exports have slowed down, but it was a bullish week for sales, and Mexico bought more than 200,000 tons of U.S. corn this morning. March corn's down 2.5 at 445 and three quarters. May's two lower at 456 and a half. And wheat's mixed, consolidating. Export sales were bearish due to Russia's dominance. That's also pressuring global prices. Drought conditions have eased in most, but not all, U.S. winter wheat growing areas. March Chicago's up 2.5 at 597 and three quarters. March Kansas City's down 2.75 at 619 and a quarter. March Minneapolis is up 1.25 at 693 and a half. Cattle are sharply higher, watching direct cash cattle business develop at sharply higher prices. Light trade today so far, but it's at 178 live and 280 dressed. February live's up 255 at 179.90. April's 262 higher at 183.32. March feeders are up 487 at 245.02. And hogs are down with uncertainties about sustained demand. Pork's up at midday, though. February lean's down 35 at 76, and April's $1.40 lower at 83.42. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Better understanding dietary guidelines. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Every 5 years, the dietary guidelines are updated by the USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services. The purpose of the guidelines is to provide advice on what to eat and drink and to build a healthy diet that promotes growth and development and helps prevent diet-related chronic illnesses. Shailene McNeil is a registered dietitian and is the executive director for health and wellness for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She explains why she and beef producers are actively engaged in the current process.
If it's not in the dietary guidelines, it's not going to be on the school lunch program. It's not going to be what the military is going to be eating. So it's part of much of the guidance that goes into the feeding programs that the government is involved in. But also, I'm a registered dietitian. It's sort of our go-to resource for advice that we give to the public. So it has a huge impact on the way that we as Americans think about diet and health. And it's an active process. We're currently building the 10th edition of the dietary guidelines. So they're updated every 5 years, and that process is going on now to look at all the research that has come out since the last dietary guidelines and then see what kind of advice this expert committee wants to give to the public about healthy eating.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
During Saturdays in February, we bring the tradition of high school wrestling postseason action to WRCO. This is Phil Nee, and I hope you'll join Henry Bray and me, along with Bill Twining and David Wormand, for Conference Tournament Wrestling. We will feature coverage of the SWAL-SWC Clash, hosted this year by Mineral Point High School, and the Scenic Ridge Meet at Kickapoo High School. Our coverage starts Saturday morning at 10. Follow your favorite wrestlers and teams, courtesy of WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. Saturday night, Sal will go rock and roll with the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll hit the airwaves again. We'll stop and park for a time in early 1959. We'll check out what was on the charts during the day the music died when we lost Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. We appreciate you checking in wherever you are. We've been getting some new friends across the country.
I'm calling from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Moving a little across Pennsylvania into New Jersey tonight.
Where are you calling from?
Mesa, Arizona.
Those were the days. Invite you to join us. Tell your friends, join the party Saturday night. Our show is sponsored in part by Jay's Power Center.